Hi, I'm Pam Sidhu here at Sudbury Radio. Today, I am joined by the stars, by the cast of Mrs. Kapoor's Daughter's Wedding. It's all happening. We've had them here at Sudbury before. They are back with a bang. They are coming back to Leicester to continue to entertain us. So I have with me Arjuna Kumar, Paolo Patel, and Anjali Janani. So thank you so much for joining us all here today. Great to have you with us here at Sudbury Radio.
Hello.
Now you've three UK tours. This is so impressive. 43 sellout shows. Over 46,000 people. 46,000 people have now seen Mrs. Kapoor's Daughter's Wedding. Wow. Arjuna, tell us a little bit about the show.
Yes, of course. Thank you for having us. Mrs. Kapoor's Daughter's Wedding, it's a theatrical production. It's a really laugh out loud production, absolutely hilarious. It's about Mrs. Kapoor and her family and how they get on planning their daughter's big fat Asian wedding. Now, if anyone's been to an Asian wedding, they'll know how many events there are and all the planning that goes on behind the scenes. So you really get to see the drama unfold. You see how this family is planning this Desi wedding. You go through the highs and lows of the wedding invite, the costumes, the outfits, the music, what to eat on the day. And you really live this journey through the wedding. So it's absolutely hilarious, a must watch.
And as Asians, we can really relate to that. I mean, you know, as you're talking then, I've got all these word pictures coming in my mind of your typical big fat Asian weddings and the dramas and the theatrics and the funny things that happen through that. And you guys are actually bringing that to life on the stage, something that we can all relate to. Arjuna, you're the director and the scriptwriter of the show. Now, you've enjoyed so much success with Mrs. Kapoor's Daughter's Wedding. Tell me, what does it feel like to you to be back in Leicester?
Oh, it's amazing. I mean, Leicester's like our second home. We absolutely love it. The audience really enjoy the Kapoor coming down. And you can really get that from the feedback when Mrs. Kapoor is saying some of her dialogues, like, oh my God, you can hear the audience saying it back. They absolutely love it. They're very engaging. We've had standing ovations. The applause that we get from Leicester is just amazing. We really love it. And we can't wait, really can't wait.
Of course, COVID hit. Mm-hmm. How did that affect the show? How did that affect your plans?
Yeah, so everything was obviously on hold, but we try to keep the momentum going. We try to keep rehearsals going. So we had a lot of Zoom sessions. So we did script reading on Zoom. We did our dance rehearsals on Zoom. So that was quite fun to see coordination on Zoom, getting all the lefts and rights. But we try to keep the momentum going, keep the spirits going so we can keep the rehearsals. So when we were ready to get back out, we were still back on track.
So you're ready and raring to go there. So even though we've had all these pauses, it's just been preparing to come back onto the
Definitely.
Stage.
Definitely, yes. And with this rebooted show, it is very different. And you do get to see how the Kapoors have got on through the lockdown. So we wanted to kind of make it very relatable with the restrictions that were going on with weddings when it was 30 people maximum at weddings. So we try to incorporate that within the script and to show how Mrs. Kapoor gets on with the lockdown and whether she can cut down her guest list to 30 people.
Oh wow. But so basically this is, like you said, a rebooted version. So people have been before, they've enjoyed the show before. There's a little bit of a twist there, you know, you're keeping it real in terms of what we've just been through with lockdown as well. But Paolo, let me come to you. Star of the show, Mrs. Kapoor, tell us about your character.
What can I say? She is full of a lot. Mrs. Kapoor is your typical South Asian matriarch character, you know, the one that plans all the family events, the one that the entire community knows, the one, you know, that loves culture and cooking and dressing up and that sort of thing. And she is putting on her daughter's wedding, finally. Something she's been waiting for, you know, her entire life, almost as if that's her purpose. So for her, it's like the biggest deal that this wedding is finally happening.
It sounds like either our own mothers or an auntie that we all know, right? Exactly. Yeah, as you said, it's like her wedding. It's like her event. But Paola, you make us laugh so much. You know, we watch you online. You're full of fun, full of jokes. How do you bring Mrs. Kapoor to life on stage with that side of you?
So nice of you to note out, you've seen some of my online stuff. You've probably seen, you know, a couple of my videos where I've got my own in-house mother character of Kokila Ben. So Mrs. Kapoor is hugely inspired by that. Like, for me, it's not too different to be doing either of them because they're pretty much the same character, like when it comes to, you know, their mannerisms and what they like and what their sort of spirit is as a character. But obviously Mrs. Kapoor has her own storyline and her own kind of aim and objective in the show. So I suppose growing up, I've always been doing, you know, small kind of like community plays and things like that. And then I moved on to sketches online. So I've got a little bit of a backbone in that sort of content. But bringing Mrs. Kapoor to life has been hugely down to sort of just the rest of the team, I suppose, as well. Like, that Archana's always curbing everyone else's enthusiasm.
Yeah, well, I wasn't able to get there the first time you came, but some of my friends did. And I heard they were just in absolute hysterics from watching the whole play and especially the antics of Mrs. Kapoor. So I think you've definitely successfully brought that character to life in a very real way, very relatable way. But Anjali, let's move on to you. You play the daughter. So it's your wedding. It's supposed to be all about you, but we know from South Asian families, it doesn't work like that. What was it like for you playing, what is it like for you playing the daughter?
So it's a really interesting experience. I think it's one where you get to really experiment with your role. As you've heard, Mrs. Kapoor is a really big and bold character in the show. And so trying to get her to understand that it's the daughter's wedding and not her wedding, I think that's what's really funny, because you really get to bring out the drama, you get to bring out the humour and the comedy.
You're also one of the choreographers.
Yes.
So tell us, what can we expect from the dancing in the show?
Yeah, so the vision for the dance in the production is really to take the audience on a journey of Indian dance. And so you'll definitely see like an array of Bollywood dancing to some of your favourite tracks that, you know, you all know. We've also got a mix of families, so a Gujarati and a Punjabi family. So we'll have the traditional Garba and we'll also have some Bhangra in there as well. What's great about the show is we've also got like live performers in terms of singers and role players. So you'll definitely get like this immersive experience of a Bollywood wedding. And it'll definitely be something where you'll be like dancing in your seats as you go through it. So yeah,
we I just like the sound of that, dancing in our seats. But most importantly, how do people get tickets?
Yes, so book your tickets through our website. It's mkdw.co.uk. Please, please, please book them as soon as you can, because every time we come to Leicester, we do sell out. We love Leicester, and I think Leicester loves Mrs. Kapoor. So please book those tickets as soon as you can.
Leicester does love Mrs. Kapoor, which brings me to asking you, Paola, can we just have like a very quick Mrs. Kapoor moment from you?
Oh my God, don't forget to get your tickets fatafat, huh? Jaldi, jaldi. Once they are sold out, I won't able to sneak you in, huh? Jaldi, jaldi, lai le jo tame.
I absolutely love it. Thank you guys so much. So 24th of April, you're going to be at Leicester Curve. Of course, you are on tour across the country, but 24th of April at the Curve Theatre here in Leicester, that's when you come into us. So we'll see you there.
Thank you. See you
soon. Thank you so much.
Thanks.